company keepers, come hither and listen unto this my song. All you that strong liquor do love or to tipple, 'tis unto you that these verses belong. 'Tis known a bad husband I have been all my life, but now I'll be loving and kind to my wife. For surely I thought it would never be day until I had brought my estate to decay. I have spent all my treasure and wasted my time in keeping of company both night and day, and my loving wife, she would often come to me, saying, Thomas, come hither and hear what I say. But I ne'er regarded the words that she told, so long as my money and credit would hold. For surely I thought it would never be day until I had brought my estate to decay. Sometimes to the market I would go and sell a quarter of barley or wheat of the best, and when that my pockets with money were filled, my heart and my mind could take little rest. But unto the alehouse I straight would away, and there peradventure all night I would stay. For surely I thought it would never be day until I had brought my estate to decay. And when that I unto my hostess did come, I would call for a flagon and a private room. Then her daughter Catherine would wait me upon, and instead of a flagon she brings me a gun. My hostess, she presently smiled in my face, for she knew I would call for my liquor apace. I would pay for it roundly and down with my dust, for I found that my landlady cared not to trust. In singing and dancing was all my delight, and there I would tarry from morning till night. I would have the music unto me to play, and thus I did tipple my money away. I should have a girl to sit on my knee. Oh, such foolish fancies have beggared me, for surely I thought it would never be day until I had brought my estate to decay. But my wife and children, I left them at home, still waiting and waiting when I did come, to bring them provision or clothes to their back, for I knew very well that such they did lack. But though I did know it, I never took care, though their bellies did pinch and their backs did go bare. So I had but liquor to fill up my skin, I never regarded what case they were in. And when that I late came home in the night, with my wife and my children straight would I fight. And as soon as I put my feet in the door, I should out with my purse and call my wife whore. At these urging speeches she would sit and cry, the more silly rascal and drunkard was I, for to abuse her that was my best friend. But now I'm resolved in time for to mend. For I see if a man do spend all that he have, at last they will count him but a drunken knave. They will point their fingers as he doth pass by, saying, there goes a drunkard, and so he will die. Therefore, all bad husbands, take warning by me, lest that you do bring yourselves to poverty. For surely I thought it would never be day until I had brought my estate to decay. For the other passed up the town, I met with my hostess in her silken gown, with the knees of my breeches and elbows burst out, but she was so ready to give me a flout. I could not get a flagon of beer at her hands, though with her I had spent my house goods and lands. It made me to sigh, and I'm ready to cry, oh, what an ill husband and drunkard was I! But if I had been ruled by my wife at the first, I might have had silver and gold in my purse to maintain good housekeeping and children at nurse. But I hope it will mend when it is at the worst. I am resolved now to lead a new life, and ever be loving and kind to my wife, for it makes me to sigh, and I'm ready to cry, oh, what an ill husband and drunkard was I! Now I am resolved a new life to begin. The alewife shall card and her daughter shall spin. Before I will be any more such a mom, I'll be a good husband and tarry at home. 'Tis not the fair speeches that shall me entice, nor bring me again into fool's paradise. For it makes me to sigh, and I'm ready to cry, oh, what an ill husband and drunkard was I! Young men and bad husbands, take warning by me, lest that you do bring yourselves to poverty, and in your expenses pray be not too bold, but lay up your money against you are old. Be sure, do not spend your money in vain, but keep it in your purse, your charge to maintain. Then you will not be forced to sigh and to cry, oh, what an ill husband and drunkard was I! Concluding these verses which here I have penned, I hope that no honest man here I offend. Then read them and buy them and bear them away, and like to me do not wander astray. The price is a penny and it is not dear, for there's many a penny spent worse in the year. And if that you chance to take warning by it, I think you've an excellent pennyworth of wit.